know, Pumpkin, I'm far from the type that could misunderstand you. At least at this point, I'd like to think. And I'd like to know, what is it that's been on your mind? Is there anything you'd like to talk about? Particularly pertaining to that. I want you to know, it's okay. You may lose people in your life, but you'll never lose me. And you'll never have to deal with losing, well, those people that are truly special. Because they won't go anywhere. That's just the truth of it. I know I might not be the best one to tell you this, but I'd like to think that I'm the one with the most charisma, and who's the closest to you at this point. I'm glad that I've gotten the honor of being able to be someone to you, and even more so, I've been happy to be there for you. But please understand, it's okay to have doubts, and it's even more okay if you, you know, don't know how to face them. I want you to know more than anything that there's lots and lots and lots of things that may seem bleak and narrow, but trust me, many of those things are going to get better over time. I'm living proof of it. Even when I think something's too scary or too big or I'm afraid of losing all my friends, I've realized it's a silly fear because even if you lose some, even if some fade away, you've still got those who've stuck with you through the end, and you'll never be truly alone. I know it may seem like that, but I promise it's not like that at all. In fact, I'd promise you more, but it's just impossible to say it the way that I want, because the words won't come out, and I'm afraid you'll misunderstand me. I guess I'll try, but you'll have to bear with me, okay? Listen, I think that the true people, the ones that truly care about you and truly understand you as a person, they would never even think of leaving you alone. So the ones that you lost, while it may be something tragic, it may feel very hopeless and even sometimes very negative and terrible. But I was thinking, maybe I could give you some tips of what I do. And maybe it's not something perfect, but I can at least offer you my love and passion. And I won't go anywhere. You've already known that. I'm not going to ever leave you. But I might be redundant in saying that. Now listen to me. The biggest thing you need to remember is it's not over. And you'll find many new people, even if that particular person isn't there anymore. I know breakups and distance are difficult, but you're not alone in that. You've got me, don't you? And besides, I'm willing to bet that I can be twice the person that anyone else who would leave would be. It's just my passion, and the fact that I would never leave you to be alone with those thoughts of absolution and negativity. I could never let that happen. I'll never let anyone disrespect you that way. And even if it comes down to it, I'd fight for you in front of them and in front of the world. Because, well, I may be a lover more than a fighter, and I may be intimidated and scared by a lot of things in this world, but I would do anything if it meant I could make you smile. I love you, and I love you something more than what love could convey, at least the word love. I love you more than that. I'm very happy that I can have you in my life, but I want you to smile. I don't know how to say this other than, well, to say it bluntly, I love you. And I want the best for you. But in order to get that best, sometimes there's bumps in the road. And I think this is one of them. You faced off against someone who's broken your heart, someone who's left you for something else. And that just proves that they weren't the person that you were meant to be with all along. Maybe it was me instead. Maybe together we can understand better what exactly you feel right now. Or maybe it's better to escape those feelings and spend them with me instead. I mean, think about it. You could spend an eternity thinking about things you can't answer. Or you could think about the things that you can. And I believe there's a lot of them that you can. Particularly, you can answer what my favorite food is. Oh, maybe that's a bad one. Sometimes I don't even know. But the point is, there's simple questions and simple answers. Life doesn't need to be so complicated. If you ask me, everybody overcomplicates it to the point of ad nauseum. What's more, I just want you to be happy. And I know right now, what you might need most of all is a hug, maybe a kiss on the forehead. Don't you worry. You can depend on Aussie. I'd never let you down. And that's a promise. I'm going to make sure that you get to smile every single day. But please understand, it's not your fault. Even if you lose someone, if you're living your life the way you want, then you've done nothing wrong, Pumpkin. I want you to understand that. There's no such thing as living your life wrong if it's what you truly desire. Do you understand me? Of course there's exceptions, but only for those that harm others. Please understand, it's a very limited thing. Almost anyone's dreams are valid and real. It's just a matter of making sure you conduct them in a respectful and kind way. But more than that, that you never give up on them. I guess I'd like to be one of your dreams. That way you can never give up on me. Maybe that's too much of a shot in the dark, but I'd like to take a lot of those. As many as it takes to steal your heart away from all those that would drop it midway. I might fumble sometimes in games and such, but maybe sometimes when I lose my confidence, but more than anything, I want you to be loved and taken care of. And you will be in these arms. I promise that. I promise I can't exactly take away, because I wouldn't be me if I didn't love you. And come here. There's a lot of things in this world that aren't kind to you or anyone. But we're gonna make it through. Do you hear me? I promise. Not a single thing is strong enough to stop us, so long as we don't let ourselves stop. That's how I always view it. There's a lot of things in the world that are big and scary, but if I minimize it to my own little world, then suddenly it's not so bad. Suddenly I'm able to focus on things that I need to and make things happen. And then, all of a sudden, a new door opens, and suddenly I'm free. Suddenly, all those things that I thought I lost weren't losses at all. And every loss is just a lesson. Never dwell on it too long, okay? There's a lot of things you could do, but there's only one path you'll choose. And I want you to choose one you're proud of. So do me a favor, and next time you're dealing with something like this, you come to me right away, and you give me a big hug, and I'll take it from there. I'll give you the biggest hug I got. And of course, take away all those sad times. Replace them with good ones, and of course, give you as many forehead kisses as you need. Head pats too. And cuddles if you're lacking them. And you don't mind someone as big and bulky as me. A lot of people say I look older than I am. It's just a matter of time before, well, someone misunderstands me to be like 40 when I'm barely 20. As long as you find me acceptable, I'll try and believe you. I don't mind the way that I look. Mind you, it's just a little shocking sometimes. I really like the way you look. And in fact, it's the best look I've ever seen on you. Even if it's simple, sometimes that's the best. And that's one of the things I love about you. For as complicated as you can be, it's always simple understanding you once I get a look into your eyes. You know exactly how to convey those emotions to me, and I resonate with them. Empathy is a kind of strange thing, isn't it? But all the more reason why together those things aren't so scary. And I want to make sure the world isn't a scary place for you. Oh, trust me, I won't let it be. 100%. When it comes to protecting you, I'd brave all my fears, baby. Make sure you don't misunderstand, Pumpkin. I'll make sure that you get everything you deserve, the good things, but you have to believe you deserve it. Then everything's going to work out. That's what I believe. So don't stop, okay? No matter what you've heard or what someone told you, you're worthwhile, and I'll always love you. Don't lose heart, Pumpkin. You're not in this alone, and you never will be. Now, how about them cuddles? I could do this for a small eternity. Just look at you. Such a quaint, beautiful, perfect little thing. But I love you. I love you more than anything. And I want you to know it.